Hi, 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 and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Claire.
And we have joined you once again this week to give you invaluable advice.
Hopefully.
Totally. I mean, as obviously invaluable, since nobody sent anything in.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that's not entirely true. Aww. We've got stuff.
Well, yeah, we've got
stuff. We've got questions.
I'm just saying, people.
We've got questions in our brand new shiny questions channel.
Our brand new shiny.
Oh yeah, I forgot about our brand new shiny questions channel.
Yeah,
we'll get there in a sec.
So if you guys,
we'll get there in a sec.
If you guys are following us on Twitter, I posted a link to the Discord channel on the Twitter. So if you are a patron, you are already in our Discord server because you get sucked in automatically when you give us money.
Do you really?
That's how it works on Patreon.
Oh no, I think you have to say yes to it. Like you don't get sucked in against your will. But if when you become a patron, you get a little click thing that you can go, yes, I'd like to be on the Discord. and that gives you access to the special secret channels that that people who don't pay don't get to go into. but if you don't want to give us money, but you still want to be in our Discord, you can now find a link to it on our Twitter. So yeah, come and talk to us. We're really good.
We're really fun. We're fun. Nice. We don't bite much.
Not much.
Not much. Not. I personally am embracing this thing we're in right now, where we're enjoying our lives as if we're like bigger celebrities than we are. We're like, you can get in contact with us everywhere. You can get special access. I'm so proud of us for doing this. Like, just for the job you want.
Not the job you have, absolutely.
That's right, your dreams have come true. You can talk to us whenever you want.
In person.
We know you want to. We know you want to.
Yes, we're easily accessible. So this is the honeymoon period where we actually want to talk to people.
So take advantage of it now before we get sick of, like...
before we start hiding, putting on the invisible tag on our Discord so that you guys don't know who we are on online.
I forgot to go D&D for this. There we go.
That's fine. I literally just did it because I was like, oh yeah, wait.
I was like, oh, invisible. Yeah, I don't want people talking to me.
Ooh.
Oh, should we take a question?
I think we should.
Okay. I'll start with a softball one from Canada. She says, what am I making for dinner? I have soft tofu, kale, and coconut flakes.
Oh.
You're going to make
tofu, and it's so hard for, and I don't like coconut flakes either.
Coconut crusted tofu. It's just like making coconut chicken. Do the same thing, but it's tofu. And then, I mean, whatever people do with kale.
Fry it. Fry it in lots and 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 lots of butter.
Bacon.
Oh, you can make kale chips. Those are pretty good.
Fry it with bacon grease. Like, cook the bacon, take it out, fry the kale in the bacon. Mm. There's not a lot you can't make better with bacon.
Using bacon grease.
Unless you have dietary restrictions against it, but whatever.
Yeah. I have a weird relationship with kale. I actually hadn't eaten it ever until we got it in our meal box the other day, and I was like, I've never, because I don't know, I had a moral objection to kale. It was just like everyone who's a fucking hipster eats it, and I don't want it, and so I was being all snobby about it. And then I had kale because it came in the box and I had to cook it, and it was bloody lovely. And I'm like, oh, I feel bad that I maligned kale. It's actually really nice. But I'm still not gonna buy it.
I've been eating kale a lot longer than I knew what the fuck it was. Like when I was younger, there was a meal at a restaurant that came with kale in it, and I was like, eh, whatever, I'll just eat it, and it was good. And I didn't know what it was. And then I worked in a restaurant later, and we used to put it on plates as garnish. So then I thought it was garnish. I was like, what the fuck? I'm eating garnish. And then apparently you're supposed to be able to eat garnish in some places, so I learned that too. And then
unless it's plastic,
unless it's,
but I mean. The only places that do plastic garnishes are pretty shitty. Anyway,
yeah, I was gonna say, like, most places you shouldn't put anything that's not edible on a plate.
Yeah.
So I was.
I just love that there's fake parsley that you can put on things as a garnish. It's just like, why? Oh, anyway, sorry.
Coconut crusted tofu on a bed of fried greens. There we go.
Yeah.
If you want to pull it all together, use coconut oil. God, that actually sounds
soft
good.
Tofu though. Is that like, it's not soft, it's not silken tofu, is it?
No, you have
it's just
you have,
soft tofu.
You have to use the firm stuff.
Yeah, well, she's got soft tofu.
Is that what it said?
Yeah, it said
yeah.
Soft tofu.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry, I can't help you.
Just have the just have the greens and then mix the coconut flakes into the soft tofu like ice cream and then eat
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. They do that in
for dessert.
Korea. They eat it like yogurt. But if you freeze tofu, as long as it's not like the silken stuff or the soup kind, if you freeze it and then thaw it, it gets more firm. Like it changes the integrity of the tofu, and then it's better for cooking.
There's got to be some sort of science reason for that, isn't there?
There is, and I don't know what it is, but if you freeze and then thaw and squeeze out your tofu, then it's better.
Okay, cool. Right. Dinner's sorted, and I did. I had breakfast before the recording, and I'm still hungry again.
Sweet. I had half a bag of peanut butter Muddy Buddies, and
what are Muddy Buddies?
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, it's a snack mix that you make out of Chex cereal, and it's basically like tossed in a chocolate mixture and then coated with
chocolate, peanut butter, and powdered sugar, essentially.
Yeah.
Like Chex tossed in that.
Growing up, we called it a puppy chow, and then
Travis called it puppy chow.
Yeah, and then for some reason that went on
Taco Bell update.
Oh, Taco Bell's canceled.
What? Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
we have to cancel Taco Bell because they fucking support Trump. Sorry.
Yeah, that's why I had to make nachos at home today for my pre-podcast nachos.
Like, I am so depressed. Like, Trump ruins everything he touches, and I am just like, ugh. And I can't make friends with the guy who runs the Taco Bell Twitter account anymore because he's tainted. It upsets me because I had a whole little romance going on in my head with him. Like, we met. How did you two meet? Oh, we met on the Taco Bell Twitter.
I mean, that seems on brand.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's a man or a woman. No, not that that matters. So,
I was gonna say. Not on this podcast.
Not on this podcast.
Take your hetero nonsense elsewhere, Imogen.
Indeed, out the door, young man, or woman. Out the door with you.
Oh, so there you go, Canada. That's your answer.
I'm sorry, Canada. I mean, I don't know. Well, hopefully, once Trump's impeached, we can go back to eating them tacos.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what I had for dinner last night. Like, boycotts only work if you have an alternative, okay? Okay.
Yes. <that's very true. laughs> so no Taco Bell in Sydney yet either. So, and now I'm not going to let them do it on our block either because I'm
Maybe you can, create some sort of Taco Bell schism somehow.
Yeah, maybe that'll
Taco Bell Australia will become its own thing.
Maybe that'll
Australian.
One Australian picketing a Taco Bell is going to finally move impeachment along.
Yep.
That's right. It's impeachment through tacos. That's great. Let's do it. Australian tacos, no less.
You're here first.
Yeah. Fuck it.
We figured it out.
Oh, man. No.
Figured it all out.
I was going to say something and I've forgotten. Sorry, yeah, I'm not good today. Listeners, I'm not good. Not doing well. I had a wine or two too many last night and now I'm not feeling great. So, yay.
That's okay. We'll plow on through.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, see, you started counting the number of Discords you're on, and
yes,
I literally at first thought you were talking about like how many drinks you'd had, and I got increasingly concerned.
Yes, and the fact that there are more Discord channels than drinks I usually have is actually quite an achievement.
Yay!
Good job. Listeners, please tell me how many Discord channels you are currently in.
Channels?
I mean, I actually left.
Channels or servers?
Servers, okay. Yeah. I mean, I've got a lot. If I counted channels, I would have been dead from alcohol poisoning. but, yeah, it's...
I'm down to six.
16.
I'm down to six. I had 11 at one point.
But technically, one of them's my Patreon one that no one's in, so that doesn't count. And the other one is
I mean that.
Literally just me and Travis that we use to yell at each other if we're playing games in a different way.
Everybody needs one of those. Everybody does. It's just how it works.
Yeah, well, I've got like 3 ones specifically for us. I think. Like, 3 separate ones just for
well, yeah, that's
the
3 of us.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, out of my 6 servers, I'm in at least 3 with 4. 4 with both of you. So... yes,
which is hilarious.
Tell us how many Discord servers you're in, and if you're not in any, why not?
Yeah, and if you're not, then come and join ours.
Come and join ours.
One of ours. One of us. One of our.
Yeah, we can be here. We can be your test Discord.
We'll be your test Discord.
We'd love to be your first.
Oh yeah.
No, that's too much pressure. I can't.
Well, it's a nice small server at the moment, so you don't have to worry about it. I mean, one of the servers I'm in has got 1,600 members, so it's like, oh fuck. And I'm still the loudest person in there.
Oh man. Okay. All right. Okay. You are now in a coffee shop AU. Woo! What is your role?
I'm the barista.
I am definitely the put upon shift supervisor who's just like, mm-hmm. Why won't you bastards get to work? Like, just fucking make coffee. I'm trying to put the schedule together.
See, I would be the person in the background that comes and just wants some fucking coffee, and meanwhile this whole drama is unfolding every time I'm there. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this coffee place? And I should choose another one, but it's really the only convenient one, and
I
then eventually you get...
I keep holding out that one day I'm gonna walk into a coffee shop and there's gonna be like an AU in action. Like it's gonna be going on. I'm gonna look around for the cameras and be like, oh my god, it's happening.
Oh, it'll be like, yes. When those two people on the airplane, they got like, they ended up in a room, the same room.
And they had to share a bed.
They shared a bed, and it's like, fanfiction community, your time has come. So there's gotta be the real life
coffee shop. The real life coffee shop AU.
Happening somewhere.
The coffee meet cute. We want to know if you've been involved in a coffee meet cute, whether directly or indirectly. I'm going to put that up on the Twitter for next week.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Have you ever been in a coffee shop? Yep. AU?
Like, I worked in a coffee shop for about 3 years, and I was the barista as well. So I'm just going to be myself if I was in a coffee shop.
Yeah,
anyway.
Basically. I lasted 6 months in a coffee shop as a shift supervisor.
I mean, I think we discussed this in the podcast before, but when I was working at the coffee shop, I was allowed to be the barista from 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. before anyone came in, because I was good at making coffee, but I looked like shit all the time. I refused to wear nice clothes, so, but I would do the early shift, so they'd always put me on 6 a.m. because I've always been a sucker for doing 6 a.m. shifts, and wearing my shitty cargo pants that had holes in them and a horrible t-shirt. And then they'd lock me in the juice bar and not let me out for the rest of the day.
Oh man.
She's just our juice gremlin. All she does is make juice.
I used to be a juice gremlin. Yes, juice gremlin. Man, 6 a.m.
That's my new D&D character. Juice gremlin.
6 a.m. was your opening shift when I worked in a coffee shop. I opened at 3:45 a.m.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That's when I had
Who's
to be
up at
there
that time of day?
Because I had to open the store and set everything up and then open the doors at 5:45 on the dot.
Wow. That's a lot of work.
Or was it 4:45? I mean, no, it was 4:45. I only had an hour. I had exactly an hour.
Well, I was working at a coffee shop on Oxford Street, and that's, if people don't know, in Sydney, the gay strip, or it used to be back in the 90s. Apparently now it's a bit grungy and yuck. It's the gay street.
I thought
in Sydney. The gayest.
I thought
the gayest street.
I thought Sydney was the gay street.
Yeah, I mean, technically the entire of Sydney is gay, but this is where it all started.
Okay.
The Mardi Gras parade, the big pride parade we have, all goes down Oxford Street every year. So
that's fair.
And it's got a whole heap of gay nightclubs, and so no one gets up before 10 in the morning anyway, which is why they let me be the barista until 10 o'clock and then locked me in the juice bar.
Oh man. Yeah, by the time the morning rush was over, and the morning rush was from like 5 to 8, I'd already had like 12 cups of coffee. So I was allowed to have it for free, and I was like, fuck y'all, I got up at 2. Oh, I hated that job. I hated it so much.
What time did your shift finish if you started at 3:45?
Noon.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
Pretty much. I was out and done for the day by lunchtime. Oh, it was hell. Don't work in coffee shops, guys. Actually, work in a coffee shop, but like, be underage so that you can't do either the open or the closed. Like, that's the only decent time to work in a coffee shop.
Yeah, when you're a teenager.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. Name something you admire in each other's writing. This comes from Canada also. Man, we should have...
Thanks, Canada.
We should have had this question when Josh was here.
Whatever. Oh, it was better to spite him and not give him a single writing question.
I know! Oh, it was so... I love putting people on the back foot. Sometimes I like being on the back foot. It just makes for better comedy. And...
Oh, poor Josh. He had a good time, I think. We're all right. We're all right. He had a good time. He also has a really cool voice, and listening to him, it was nice to have a change in my ears.
I know.
From you chuckle fucks.
Also, it was nice, like, having a bisexual male perspective.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? Like, that was really, because when he was talking about his bisexual awakening, I was like, yeah, what girl was it for him? And then I was like, oh, wait. Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, wow. I actually hadn't thought of that. It was like, you know, it had to be a boy for him.
Yeah.
To stop him from being hetero.
It was. And,
it was,
yeah.
I just assume everyone's gay until they're proven bi. So which girl was it? Which girl was it still works as far as that's concerned?
Right. Oh, okay, let's see. In Claire's writing, I really like that she uses words that I don't see a lot. Which sounds really odd, I guess. I don't know. but she has a talent for not reusing the same words again and again.
I try to make a point of doing that because, like, I like to collect words, so I'll read and I'll be like, "That's a good word."
Yeah, it's a thing that I wish I could do better, because when I'm writing, I don't think of the other neat, nifty words that I want to start using, and I feel like I get
it's
repetitive.
One of the things I tend to do if I actually edit, because I mean, I do reuse a lot if I don't. Because there are words that I just like that I'll use a lot. And then I'm reading through and I'm like, oops, I used this like 5 times in a page. And I need to mix that up,
man,
a little
I'm
bit.
I'm trying to write kisses at the moment because I'm a sad, lonely woman. And
I'll be doing that soon.
Yeah. Oh, of course, because you're in the hellhole still, aren't you? Yep. You're in the good omens hole.
I know, we're both in different... like super
we're both in different
ridiculous
hell
fandom hells. It's great. I love it.
That's so good. But yeah, I think what I like about Claire's writing is the fact that she does really good internal monologues.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she does.
Like, yeah, like, I mean, using as an example, Warden's Vigil stuff, just Lucian's internal monologues were just always so complex and great and just showed a really good understanding of how character works, which is just nice, like motivation and
it has
and
an
reaction
authenticity to it.
it has a
to it.
Oh god, I'm so fucked up this morning.
And yeah, I'm the one that can't talk.
problem with me when I get talking to you. I just can't stop talking.
Human being.
But I can still say intermediary. Never.
I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to try. I think I'm going to pile on to Brandon about what I admire about her writing. And it's because I don't much like purple prose usually. Like, I'm not a big fan of flowery descriptions.
Yeah.
But Brandon manages to do them without making me gag. So it's really good. Like, just able to create an atmosphere, like a setting and an atmosphere really, 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 really well without overdoing the description to a point where I'm like, God,
yeah,
come on.
Like, I was actually going to say, since she hates excessive description, I think she's gotten really good at doing really nice description but very concise.
Yeah. There's definitely
like it's beautiful, but it's not shoving it down your throat.
Yeah, there's definitely a sweet spot I aim for. there's like a clitoral area of description.
Clitoral. I can't believe it.
it's the description G spot, if you will. I've worked a long time to hone that.
Yes. Mm. For example, in the novel that's going to come out.
Yes!
Someone wrote.
I keep checking the mail for my proof.
Like, you did can't a good wait. Job of setting up the location without it being too specific. Like,
yeah.
Like, you've got that, you know, vague Midwestern feel.
Yeah.
Like, where sometimes people, like, get super specific, and, like, if they have it, like, in an actual city, and then I feel a little lost. Because I'm like, I've never been there, and I feel like I shouldn't.
Because then they, like, refer to specific streets and stuff, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, and then it's just like,
Yeah, that's a bit exclusionary, isn't it, when they do that, when you're, like, reading a book that's set in a particular city.
Yeah,
and
it makes me feel, it actually genuinely makes me feel lost, because then I'm like, they drove until they got to, like, X Street, and I'm like, was that a long drive?
even, like, some cities, like, people just assume that you know what city it's going to be, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel kind of, like, jerked out of a story when that happens. Yeah. So, like, I didn't even, like, name the town that my story takes place in. it's just vaguely Midwestern. And we know there's seasons.
Yeah, I've been trying to write a story set in London because it's specific to a location. And it's like, I lived in London, how many years ago now? 30 years ago, more. 35 years ago. And I was 7. And I was 7 years old, so I had no fucking idea what the city was like. I was like, oh shit, I don't know. How does she get from there to there again? I can't remember. Fuck. And I'm like, I've just gone Google Maps.
I was going to say. I'm trying to not mention them going literally anywhere in any sort of Good Omens fan fiction because I don't want to fucking Google map it.
That's funny.
Oh man. Yeah.
Oh, I guess we had to pile on Imogen too.
I was going to keep talking until you forgot. You're gonna
I'm
going.
Like an elephant right at this moment. I really like. Oh, there's so much I like about your writing. You know this. That's not even news.
Shut up.
I
mean, I don't like hearing it.
I know. Just shut up. Stop it. But I think one thing that impresses me overall is your ability to keep your story structure so tight. Like, there's never anything that I feel doesn't belong there. You know, like, everything from the way you describe the setting and you don't go overboard explaining, even in your sci-fi, you don't over-explain things. You just kind of mention it and move on, and you get from context what that thing is doing. And I don't know, I think it makes your sci-fi more accessible. And I don't know, like, you just have very clean story arcs. Forever.
That's lovely. I told you why that is, though. I think I've talked about it in the podcast before because of the private detective work I did and getting this lovely 45-year-old Greek guy who had never done English ever correcting all my reports and saying, you don't need this, you don't need that, you don't need this, you don't need that. And I'm like, oh, God, okay, fine. Me writing these beautiful long purple prose descriptions of how people were using their arms in ways they shouldn't be able to because they were committing insurance fraud. And he's like, you don't need to tell me what they look like. Just tell me if his wrist bends in the right way.
And you managed to do it without being terse, if you know what I mean. Mm. Like, there are terse writers. And
yeah, like,
I can be a terse writer
Hemingway,
if I want to.
I do not like Hemingway because he's, again, shaped by his life. So he, you know, had that newspaper writer, no extra words thing going on. And
see, Hemingway was my jam.
I hate him. I hate him so much. Because he doesn't vary it enough. It's all short sentences.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
I've been reading Oscar Wilde lately, as you well know, and yeah, just fucking hell, man.
Wow, that's how I'm gonna draw you into Good Omens. Everyone's super into Aziraphale fucks Oscar Wilde.
Oh, really? Oscar Wilde.
Yep. Oh my god.
Anyways, wow, okay, things cool. I like. I mean, aside from how lovingly you can describe a cat.
Oh my god!
Okay, putting it on the board.
I was determined.
Good job.
Okay, yeah. We're on 16 now.
It's too bad we're not
16. The same number of servers I'm in. I need to start a sub bye 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 furry server.
Yes, you do.
It's too bad we're not on Zencaster because we don't have the sound effects anymore.
Yeah.
No. And unfortunately,
we need a cat,
yeah, unfortunately.
Like, but
oh, where's Lucy bringing him up to the microphone again?
All my cats
more
are
serious.
What is that a thing? Do I need to keep my cats away from the microphone?
Oh, more seriously.
More seriously.
I really like how you capture different character voices. Like, distinct. Some people just it all sounds like the same character, but you do a really good job, even if it's your own or if it's fan fiction.
Yeah,
like you do a really good job, actually.
Actually, I think
breathing
part of that is
into them.
Because you do so much fan fiction.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm also of the opinion that people who are either English majors or you know bother to actually pay any attention to media do a better job with characters.
Yeah,
they actually understand the characters, but still, it takes a certain talent to, you know, get them right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you understand.
It's funny that because it's like writing character, like I said, we've discussed this before about fan fiction and what pulls us out of fan fiction and what we don't like, and I cannot even read poem without plot if the characters are not right. So.
Oh yeah, I cannot if they say like one line each, if those lines are out of, I'm like, nope. You've ruined it for me.
Nope. Moving
you've,
on.
You've ruined the porn. You've ruined it. I can't finish now. I'm out.
Or like even if they don't say anything, but they somehow act in a way that it seems distinctly out of character. I'm like, you ruined the porn.
Oh,
no
boy.
Good.
Mm. So while we're on words used lovingly, Claire, I heard you got some haikus this week.
Yeah, I've got eight. I only had two, which I saved in my Good Omens fanfiction doc so I wouldn't lose them. Okay, we asked for dance haikus. My example one was, the shepherd shuffle has nothing on me, I say, as I flail about. Which I didn't rhyme because
I don't rhyme.
Haikus,
yeah, it's a haiku, yeah. So it was all about I got the syllables.
Some of them
were clever and rhyme.
But, and this is instigated by Tom on Twitter. In case anyone is only tuning in for the first time,
except for I believe it was asked during our 50th episode, and I was drunk and I wasn't gonna do it.
No, I've had that sitting in the inbox for weeks.
Yeah. then we got two replies on Tumblr. One from, I'm gonna mess up everyone's name, so that's what you get. I got Cernumenaja. it says, I am senseless for rhythm. I cannot hear tune either. I don't care at all. was amazing, and I love it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I feel like if we were at a slam night, we would be snapping.
Yeah.
Yes.
The bye 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 haiku slam.
And then Captain of the Storm Hawk said, "She is well poised, a bit of surprising grace. Ah, hell, she fell."
Awesome.
Oh, that one was fantastic.
Yes. Thank you. Okay, now we need to have. Brought me some joy.
We need to have haikus every week now. It's a new segment. Haikus. Haiku of the week. So
haiku
yeah.
Of the week.
And, yeah. And if no one brings, if no one does one, then we all have to do one.
No,
in
boy.
Punishment. Yes, yes, yes. Yes,
well,
yes,
we can,
yes.
We can cycle. Like I did one this week.
So we I will turn. Not be tied down by the conventions of poetry. Fuck poetry,
we'll make it
there
a buddy.
I said it. I said it and I stand by it.
Oh man, I haven't written poetry for like 30 years, I think.
This was the first
poem
I'd written since college. Because college I had a poetry class.
Yeah, I had a poetry class too. And wow, did that teacher
I never went to
really
any poetry
like
classes.
Jack Kerouac.
Oh fuck.
Right.
You know, you just said he really liked Jack Kerouac and I immediately got a mental image of what he looked like. I guarantee you, if I saw him on the street, I'd go, "That's Brandon's poetry." And I would be correct.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Thank you for those haikus. That was honestly
it was lovely. Thank you.
It was a lot of fun to see them come in.
Yeah. We're definitely gonna do that again because that was awesome. Send to the bye 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 haiku slam.
We'll have to do like we can get put them all up on the Patreon and then we can have a vote and whoever wins can have a sticker pack.
Oh my gosh.
We'll vote for the best haiku.
Oh my god! That's what we can do for the flannel candle.
Yes! We were
yes!
Oh
we were
Claire and I were talking this morning about how it's flannel candle season. Like, I just got the email this morning that flannel candles are back, and I was thinking we could get one and mail it to one lucky listener. Now, the problem with this is that we'll have to do it regionally.
I don't know if you're allowed to send, I don't think you guys are allowed to send candles here. Like, it's the same reason why you can't send tea here.
Yeah.
Or Lush products.
So it might have to be a US only thing.
Yeah, it might have to be.
I don't know. Because if you can send me a flannel. Actually, why don't you try and send me a flannel candle? And if you can, then I can manage to do it.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Some lucky Australian listener. Because we've got a lot of Australian listeners. So like if we cut off Australia as a.
Well, to be fair,
to
you could order it then.
Do you have them there?
No.
No. Okay.
What's the candle shop? What's the candle shop again?
Bath and Body.
Got the final.
No. Bath and Body Works.
Bath and Body. Let me have a look. I'll type that into Google right now. Bath and Body Works, Australia.
Yeah. So yeah,
we can start a new campaign and start.
Yes, we can go. We can switch from.
Finish your best
from Taco Bell to Bath and Body Works.
Your best.
No, we do have it.
Your best Hang bisexual on. Haiku, and we'll do a vote, and the winner will get a flannel candle.
I just said twerk fleeting instead of tweet flirting. Oh Jesus!
Well, we're in rare form today.
Okay. Yeah,
or we're in such good form.
Or is that on
real,
brand,
real
know.
Good.
There's one at Chadston. There's one at Westfield Chermside. I don't even know where Chermside is.
Yeah.
Westfield,
so
Parramatta.
Might have a way for you to order them online.
Yeah, Queen Victoria Building. Oh, there's one in the city. I could actually literally go into the shop and get one.
Yes.
Cool.
Cool.
There you go. I'm going into choir tomorrow. I'll stop by at Bath and Body Works and see if I can find one.
Perform the sacred bisexual ritual
of lighting the flannel candle.
Lighting the flannel candle.
Mm-hmm.
The long-standing Geek Girl Con, I think.
It was just the best. Yeah. It was Geek Girl Con, yeah. That was the best. We found a flannel. I think we've told that story before as well.
Yeah, I think so. So they have small ones, though, so we don't have to mail the great big, like, 20-pound candles.
Although that was a good one for us to light and, like, fill up the whole room with bisexual women and candle smell.
Three wicks, three of us. I mean, it was perfect.
It was. It was. And it's always like, Jill who said it was like an emergency, a gay emergency? We had to light the final candle.
In the event of a gay emergency. So, yep. I mean, we're not going to discriminate. I mean, you don't have to be bi to enter. We'll take gay.
No.
We'll take gay.
Yeah, we'll take gay. We'll take non-binary. We'll take anything, basically. Yeah. That's how we roll. That's the whole point.
Yep.
We'll take anything. I mean, that's the whole point. I just realized.
Now I want to buy a flag that just says, we'll take anything.
For real, like, I just realized how thematic our podcast is. Anything goes. We're all consenting adults here.
We certainly are.
Oh boy,
that's why we've got the explicit rating on this thing.
Oh, I've got a very good anecdote where Travis was asking, I don't remember what we were talking about, but he was talking about having sex with aliens and whether or not you would, because he was like, and then I was like, you cannot ask, like, you can't ask me or literally, like, every bisexual I know will have some alien that they will have sex with. He's like, that can't possibly be true, and I'm like, far as I know from sample size, there's definitely some aliens that every bisexual will have sex with.
Oh man, we were discussing in the RPG server, one of my many servers, the other day about what you needed to roll in D&D to fuck.
Performance.
Personally, I think like a nat 1 or a nat 20 would suffice.
I wasn't thinking about that.
I've written some porn that is like nat 1 quality.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, we were talking about which skill you'd use rather than what you'd actually want, dice number you'd want, what skill it was rather than the DC. But yeah,
I would think you would need to roll hilarious. For a performance check, right?
Yeah, the consensus is, and I've had this discussion on Twitter as well before, which is just because obviously it's D&D.
We're going to talk about that.
But the consensus was that it's a combination of dex and perform. So acrobatics.
Yeah.
Acrobatics and charisma. But then we were talking about whether or not you'd have to, like, the other person would contest it with a contesting role. And, like, and then it got into weird spots and I had to stop talking and leave the server because I was offensive.
I mean, what if, like, never mind. We're just going to move on.
Yeah. Probably for the best.
See, this is exactly what happened to me the other day when we were talking about it. It's like, no. Stop now. Let's go.
Yeah, because
I shouldn't have brought it up. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. I'm not sorry, and I will do it again.
No, I'm not sorry.
we actually did get one advice question.
Cool.
Also from Canada.
Yay, Canada.
Yay, Canada. Thank you. Okay. Advice time. How do I politely ask my coworker to stop invading my personal space when she is talking to me? Oh my god, don't we all know a close talker? Because like her toes are basically touching mine when she talks to me, and every time I try to inch away she ends up there all over again. It's a bit much.
Oh god. Okay, so I've got advice that might
not work, but it could be fun. Just step on a foot every single time she comes close enough.
See, I was gonna say get like a spray bottle. Nope,
like you use for a cat. No, yeah. Bad kitty.
Or you could start wearing very pointy jewelry.
Yeah. Or get an air horn every time she gets it. Just
pointy jewelry, like put like a big have it like a spiked belt that sort of extends 2 feet ahead of you.
That doesn't sound so much like a belt as a strap.
No. Canada works in childcare. She's not allowed to wear a strap-on.
Ex-body spray. Ex-body spray should repel everyone.
Yeah.
Should.
And if she doesn't, then you really... Like... I think then you're free to use more dire measures. Something is clearly wrong.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, you could go the other way and just stop doing any sort of personal hygiene routine so no one wants to test you.
You could be like Imogen and only shower every 2 weeks.
Fuck off! Oh my god. You vaguely insinuate that you didn't have a shower once and now suddenly you're a fucking swamp monster.
That's how this works.
Now we know why she's taking all the old episodes down.
That's right. I've hidden that episode. You will never be able to find out whether or not I shower. No, the thing is that you can still access those episodes if you pay. So if you really want to know.
If you really want to know.
If you want the dark secret.
Some money.
Dark secrets of Imogen's hygiene.
I'm trying to think of like an actual answer, and I am so non-confrontational, the idea of asking someone to not get in my spaces. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would just be like...
Yeah, it's...
I would probably play upon my clumsiness and, like, run into them or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You can
about
be
to be on
I was
going to
say, you can be a very, a hand talker. Just talk with your hands a lot.
Oh, that's
gesture
perfect.
Because that'll keep people out of your space a bit.
Once you've accidentally slapped her in the face a couple of times,
yep.
she'll
learn a lesson.
Or spit. Be a spit talker.
Yes,
yeah.
No, but
really hits your plosives.
But really, like, seriously, and I know not a lot of people are comfortable doing this, but I've actually had to tell people, dude, you are too close to me. Like, just I can't talk to you this close to me.
Yeah. Which I couldn't do, but is actually it's good advice and it's what you should do.
Do as we say, not as we do.
I think that should be abundantly clear by now.
And maybe you shouldn't do what we say either.
Oh, that's also clear. We straight up say that on our
That is the disclaimer.
Do as we say, not as we do. Actually, don't do anything. Don't. Actually, just don't. That could be just that's it. Nothing else. Just actually, just don't.
Oh, I forgot. We
just got someone on. Sorry.
What?
We got Zom on the Discord.
On the Discord.
Oh! Yep.
Woo!
Yeah.
In real time.
Yeah.
For half a second, I was like, "Oh, she must have heard us talk," and then I was like, "That's insane."
We're recording right now.
Is she supposed to be in the secret tunnel too?
No. I have to work out how to do this. She shouldn't be able to get in there.
You got mad with power, and then you didn't actually know how to use your power.
Oh, anyway, I bring that up because
I don't know how to fix that.
We asked people just today, actually.
Oh wait. Could she be in there if she's a
patron. Oh yeah, she's friend of the cast, but Imogen should
figure she's a patron. Yeah, that's what
yeah she's a patron,
about.
So.
But Imogen should figure that out for those of you who are not patrons, because we are going to gatekeepers over here.
Yes, we're totally going to gatekeep. We're totally going to stop you guys from having easy access to us.
Easy access.
Like,
to
if I can work out how. If I can work out how.
Oh my god. So we asked just today because I forgot to put it up yesterday. What rule did you have as a child growing up that still pisses you off today? and not to leave out our young babby listeners who I know are out there, but what rule do you have now that is currently just destroying your life? I really wanted Baby Bai to respond
I'm
to
so
this.
I'm so mad
but...
that Baby Bai did not bite.
The rule I had the worst, the rule that was, I wasn't allowed to watch TV in the morning before school. Like, I wasn't allowed to watch TV in the morning before school, which sucked because that was when all the good shows were on.
Oh, yeah.
So I got really fucking pissed off at that. But now I let my kids watch TV in the morning before school because I want to, you know, be a cool mum. But they don't. They never watch TV in the morning.
Oh, man.
So it's like,
But they're rebelling against you. I was really pissed off about that. Behaving.
Mind you, I didn't get up. I didn't get up to go to school until like 3 minutes before I was meant to be in the door. So, like, if I could watch TV in the morning before school, I would never have gone to school. So, Mum was probably right about that one. I'm just looking at the Discord channel now, trying to work out how the fuck to fix that.
Save it till after we're done.
I know.
I'm gonna. Go. Oh fuck. There you go. I closed the window.
I think the dumbest rules I ever had were that I didn't have set rules, and so I would do something one day, and my mom would be like, "Oh, that's fine," and then I would do it again like 2 weeks later. She's like, "I can't believe you fucking did that. You're grounded." It's just such a chaotic way to grow up. never knowing the expectation of what's going to happen, you know. But I talked about it last week, how the short time I knew my biological father, we weren't allowed to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and that one's always stuck with me too.
The restrictions on what media you're allowed to consume was always a bad one, except that my mum didn't actually restrict our media at all, except that we weren't allowed to watch TV in the mornings. And so I ended up watching a lot of really stuff that I really shouldn't have when I was very, very young, like Aliens.
I watched the whole of Aliens
when I was like six or something.
It was my little brother's favorite movie when he's like three for some reason. And so, yeah, it terrified me when I was like six. I was fine. I was able to watch anything. I actually didn't have many rules because I was a very well-behaved child, so my parents, I guess, didn't think to give me any.
Yeah,
except for when I started, like I would stay out later once I got into, like, later high school and stuff, and then suddenly they expected me back at a certain time because I would stay out till, like, 3 or 4 in the morning, and they're like, no, you can't do that.
That's something we've discovered with Baby Bi, is that, like, we haven't fought to make certain rules, so then things happen, and we're like, okay, so in the least defensive way possible, we'd like you to know that this is the standard going forward.
Yeah.
What was that one? Like,
And then, so yeah, then I would, yeah, I tended to find out after the fact, like, for example, that my mom would not be pleased to find out that I was handing out potato chips like it was the Eucharist. Which I thought was hilarious. She was not amused.
Less than impressed was she.
So I think I got like minorly grounded for like part of the evening or something.
For impersonating a priest.
Yup. Look, it's not my fault that the priest I was impersonating, he would like slam dunk it into your hand. He'd be like, "Body of Christ." It would like go way up and down in an arc. It was amazing.
Oh, I forget that you didn't have priest put it like in your mouth for you.
Yeah, it went into the hands.
Because that image.
That would be
really
that would have been quite something else.
I've got an image of a priest sort of running along a lot. You know how when people run past and you hold up your hand, you clap the hand, it gets high five. And I've got an image of the priest with like wafers in his hand running down. Body of Christ.
I was actually imagining Claire like slam dunking potato chips into people's mouths, like Body of Christ.
No, into their hands.
God, I would go to that church. I would fucking go to that church.
I also probably would have gotten in more trouble because I have bad hand-eye coordination. It would have definitely smacked people in the face a lot. As shown by my childhood best friend, who when I did, bet I can make you flinch, and punched her in the face.
yep, that'll do it. I actually, because I think we still have time for this. Let me look really quick. Yeah, we still have time. We have a few minutes. Yep. I subscribe to Quora, the question and answer site or whatever it is. it's a dirty little secret shame. It's a little indulgence.
Which you've also told us before, yes. So it's not that secret.
Like I said, for the people just tuning in today.
Oh, yeah.
So I saved a couple because I thought they would be funny for us to discuss, and I was going to do one, but since we talked about parent rules, this question is, I don't allow my teenage children, 16 and 18 years old, more than 2 hours of internet per week.
Oh my god.
Is this unfair?
Yes.
I mean, that is especially nowadays when they probably have a lot of homework and shit that they need to do, like, go online for.
Yeah, like fortunately
16 and 18 yeah, 16 too. And like, 18. Yeah. Where are they getting their porn if they've only got 2 hours?
How are they reading Imogen's cat porn?
I know. you would have to start downloading from AO3.
Exactly.
15 minutes of that precious internet time would be dedicated to downloads.
Yeah, it'd be like, just really quickly, like,
image capture, GIF folder, all in there.
But, I mean, can you even go to school and not have internet? Like,
that's what I'm saying, is, like, there's so much you'd need to do for school nowadays with the internet.
And I know that access is a problem. Like, it's a big, they were actually, Hasan Minhaj did a show about it on Patriot.
Yep. And that's a good one.
He was talking about, like, how kids are, like, going to McDonald's and buying the cheapest thing on the menu so they can sit in the parking lot and use the internet to do their homework. And, like this is the kind of situation we're in with accessibility to it, and it shouldn't be like that. And just going down, there were a couple of people who were like, well, I mean, you are paying for the internet, you get to set the rules. But most everybody was in agreement that you can't.
That you can limit, like, that was like,
you can't limit it like that. And that was a question they brought up. They were like, is it 2 hours outside of homework? But no, it was 2 hours total per child.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, at first I thought you were going to say 2 hours a day, and even then I was like, that's not enough.
I know!
Yeah, I was like, 2 hours a day, I was like, that's too, I couldn't survive, I would die.
Yeah, and then you said a week, and I was like, oh my god!
And I mean, not even just homework, like, social interaction is an important part of life, I think. Not to go too dark, maybe we'll put a warning up for this, but when I lived in Korea, if I hadn't discovered internet chat, I might have offed myself. Like, that was such a dark time for me, and having people that I could communicate with daily probably saved my life. Like, I'm not even
not even
an exaggeration.
But communicate, yeah, I know. I would put myself in the same boat after when I had postnatal depression. But the ability to communicate without what's the word I'm looking for? A non-threatening way too, like, not face to face, because even I know it's not technically better. It's not as healthy as having, you know, actual people face to face with you, but it is still, it's something, and it's a step along the way to getting to a point where you're much more healthy. But yeah, fuck no, those poor kids. I bet they leave home as soon as they fucking can.
I have no doubt about it. Like.
I bet you they're at their friends' houses all the time.
All the
time.
Like, houses, this, or even,
this,
like,
is not,
staying
this
after
is not her trying to parent
can,
them. This is her trying to get them out of the house.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have to parent them.
So she doesn't have to keep them in the house. Oh my god, I was watching something last night, and a group of schoolgirls got suspended for a week, and their parents were like, what? They're in trouble, not us!
Yes. Oh god, yes.
Oh, which,
that's what we were saying.
I think it was
when I was teaching in Granville, we always wanted to suspend the kids, and then, like, no, the parents won't let you. Oh, fucking hell.
Get out of my house. I think it was Dairy Girls we're watching on Netflix, which I highly recommend.
Is that English one?
It's Irish. It's set in it's set in Ireland during the
Troubles.
Sorry, it is. And in the 90s. And it's really good. And it's hilarious.
It's the one where they keep on saying there's some hot guy that's English, and none of them will touch him because he's English. Like, he's really hot, but he's English, so I'm not interested.
they won't even go there. They're like, yeah, just the English guy. And they make so many jokes at his expense. It's amazing.
Fantastic. Hear that, England? You bloody deserve it anyway. Fuck you from the colonies, guys.
Yes.
Oh, I don't really have a theme to go with today, but if you could spare some of your 2 hours of internet time a week, and you wanna ask us questions or advice on how to download porn really fast, send that to Send that to bibibicast@gmail.com.
Or if you want hot tips, like, be friends with your local library where you can go online. I mean, you're not going to be able to get your porn there, but at least you might be able to talk with your friends or something. Go to bibibicast.tumblr.com, which I've also got links to pretty much everything there.
Including the Patreon.
We are everywhere now. Twitter, Patreon.
Yeah, we're on every single social. Discord. Like, if we saturate enough, then people will start listening to us and giving us money. As far as the Patreon is concerned, sign up. You'll get some pretty cool rewards. And rate and review us on iTunes. Be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Rating,
definitely.
Rating and reviewing helps us get noticed. Thank you to all of you who have been with us since the beginning, and thank you to everyone who decides to get on late onto this lovely, beautiful bi journey we are. We love and adore you.
Yeah.
I need to have a drink of water. bye bye bye.
Bye bye bye.
Bye bye bye.
And I've got to write down what time we did the clap marker. We did the clap marker at 9:50 because I'm an idiot. Miri is a fucking idiot. I'm just writing a note here. Miri is a fucking idiot.
It's fine. When you listen to it again, you can listen to me saying, should we do a clap marker?
Yeah, I'll go.
Plow right on and start the episode.